was only a few moments before she saw him, that introspective figure. From the front, he was definitely human, fair-skinned, but he did not look so much like her father. He was older, his face more creased. His eyes automatically moved over everyone crossing his path. But Alana did not think he was looking at them, except to register their movements in case they should turn out to be threats. There was something more to him. She didn't know whether it was something supernatural, as though he were a wicked wizard from a children's holodrama come to life, or whether she had felt his presence in the Force. The Force made more sense. It was real, and it was always around her. Her father and her grandmother could always tell when Alana was staring at them, and she knew she was staring at this man. So she tried to make herself small in the Force, a tiny dot not worth seeing. It was the same as hiding during hide-and-go-seek, but without the happy anticipation of the game itself. She also wrapped her desert cloak around herself and gestured to Angie to stay close. The man passed where she stood. He glanced at her, a look that took in her presence but did not seem to fix on her, and up at Javon. Then he was past. Alana tried not to react. When he had looked at her, she had felt something. He wasn't on fire, but she thought he was perhaps the man from her nightmares, or someone related to that man. And he was strong in the Force. She could tell. Javon cleared his throat. She looked up at him.
I'm doing exercises.
It was almost the truth. What she'd been doing was an exercise in the Force. Now she worked to maintain it, her smallness, as she turned after the man she was studying. She followed him. She did not look at him, not directly. She knew he might feel her eyes on him. She looked around him and concentrated on remaining a tiny little thing. He walked toward the east, angling a little to the south, and reached the edge of camp. He passed beyond its borders and walked by one of the big tracked shield generators, heading along the path beaten by many feet that led to a gentle series of rises that would take hikers to the top of the eastern ridge. Alana stood at the edge of camp. She couldn't keep going. She would be too conspicuous. She half watched the strange man as he ascended that slope and disappeared over the ridge. She looked up at Javon.
I think I need to go back for my lesson.
He checked his chrono.
You still have 20 minutes.
That's all right. I'm through playing.